Welcome to this edition of the Iron Forums podcast featuring one of our alliance partners. I'm Rob Marbury, and I am here with Gary Smith, the visionary of Iron Forums. And we are speaking today with a couple of friends from a ministry called Forward Women. We've got Diane Pattison and Susan Tolles with us. So welcome, Diane and Susan, to Iron Forums.
Thank you. Thanks.
We appreciate you all joining us. Gary has been in some discussions with you all for a little while, and I'm just very excited myself to learn a little bit more about Forward Women because I feel like it's such a great complement to Iron Forums and what we've been doing. So we thank you for spending some time with us today.
My pleasure.
You know, this thing started when we've had some of our members ask, or their wives ask, is there anything like this for women, or have you thought about starting, you know, an Iron Forums for women? And we thought about it for about 30 seconds and said, no, that's not what we're called to do. We wouldn't do that well. But I did understand the need for women to be ministering to women that are in the marketplace. And I literally went on a search one night on the web, and that's where I found you. And you got a great website. But I was glad to see that you're in alignment with us in that we're focused on men who own businesses and lead organizations, and you're focused on women, and we value that. So I just wanted to do that as a little backdrop of how we connected.
One of the things that I wanted to start with was, Can you spell out the name of the organization for us so that when people are looking it up online and thinking about it, it's got an interesting spelling. Me being a branding guy, I'm a fan of that.
Yes, it is the number 4 and then word. So Forward is actually the name of the organization, and the website is the number 4 wordwomen.org.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about the background, your story, but maybe a little bit about how you came up with that name as well? I'd love to hear that.
Sure. Well, maybe I'll start with, you know, sort of what brought this ministry of Forward to being, and then as a part of that, I'll share how we named it Forward.
Great.
So I have the opportunity to be in the workplace and be the COO of 2 Fortune 500s and 1 Fortune 1000 company. And it was all in the commercial real estate space. It was a Trammell Crow company. And then I was the only woman in the global executive team with 9 men. And then we were purchased by CBRE, mm-hmm. and I oversaw global accounts for CBRE, and I was one woman on the global executive team with 13 men. And then in 2008, I went to work to be the global COO of Prologis, and I was one woman on the executive team with 5 men.
Wow.
It was not uncomfortable because I felt like God had me there for a reason to provide a different perspective. I wasn't uncomfortable. I grew up on a farm and with a little 4-room schoolhouse and ended up playing baseball, football, and all the different sports with the boys rather than the girls. And so I always felt very comfortable with men, but I did say there is something wrong with this picture and I need to be a part of changing that. So that was sort of number 1. Number 2 was, as I was in those roles, there were times when I would need to change out my account team. And one specific example, you know, has stayed in my mind ever since it happened. My largest account, I changed out the account team. We had the job openings posted, and I realized no woman had applied.
Oh.
So my second largest account was led by a woman. It was American Express was the account, and I went to the woman that was leading it very successfully, and I said, Lisa, why are you not applying for this opportunity to lead the Bank of America account? And she looked at me seriously and said, "Really? Do you think I could do that job?" So I thought, confidence.
Ooh.
That was the second reason I felt strongly that we needed to have an organization that really helped women understand that God has gifted them in a certain way and that we should have confidence to use those gifts.
Great.
So that's second of three. And then the third was I thought, okay, am I the only one that feels this way? So I went to the 2010 census, and Gary and Rob, in my lifetime, three major shifts had happened. One, the percent of women that were in the workplace with children under 18 had changed by 30 percentage points.
Wow.
The percent of families where the woman was the primary breadwinner, again, had changed by 30 percentage points in my lifetime, 11% to 40%.
Wow.
And then the last one, college degrees. In early 1970s, 6% went to women. Today, as you know, it's over 60%. So with that shift
yeah.
in those three areas, I said, you know what? I don't think I'm the only one that feels that.
Right.
So that was really the three key reasons that made me feel compelled to pursue this calling that I felt further.
That's great.
And I thought, I just want to find somebody that can help do this, start this ministry for women in the workplace. And so I found that there were 1,200 marketplace ministries led by men, for men, or led by men for men and women. And a lot of those men who led those for men and women said, you know what, I don't know why, but we can only get like 5% of our membership being women. And I always said back to them, well, we're just wired a little differently. So I'll ask both of you, how many marketplace ministries do you think were led by women for women in 2010 beyond one city?
A couple dozen, maybe?
Well, it's actually zero.
None at all.
None at all. There was a single group in New York, a single group in Dallas, and a single group in Orlando. And we actually partnered with two of those three groups right when we started. But I went to Bob Buford, and Gary and Rob, I don't know if you know of Bob Buford.
I'm very familiar with Bob Buford. His book kind of set me on a new course back when I was younger when I read his book. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with Bob.
Yeah. Well, I was just very blessed. The CEO of Trammell Crowe, who was my mentor, I had heard about Bob Buford for years because they were in a Bible study together. So I thought, you know what, I think it's time for me to go through this halftime course. And I ended up to be the only woman in my halftime class. And Bob sat down beside me at dinner and he said, "What are you thinking?" Well, I shared the story that I've just shared with you. He said to me at that point in time, "You need to start this ministry. I know you can build organizations, but you also need to write a book because that will be the foundation." And of course, you know about his book for Halftime. And I told him that will be a total miracle from God because I hate to write. But he did what all great mentors do, and he said, "I'm going to help you with this." And he introduced me with the editor of the division of HarperCollins that published the book Work, Love, Pray, which is the miracle book.
Yes.
And he also introduced me to a ghostwriter. And so off we went, and that was really the beginning of what became Forward. You know, in 2009, 2010, there's all those things I'm sure you've done at Iron Forums of, you know, getting your 501c3 and your board and your business plan and all
yep.
those things. And getting a name, and you asked the question about the name. So I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at, and I'm not good at the creative side, especially when it comes to naming. So I actually had a woman that was working part-time with me, and she said, hey, you know, there's this thing called SurveyMonkey. It's kind of new, but I think we could get the population we need and tell them where we're headed and get from them what they think the right name for this would be, because my name, which was very boring, was Young Professional Christian Women. And the SurveyMonkey people came back and said, forward. They love the fact that it's moving forward. It's based on God's word. The four words are women who work, love, pray. And I said, okay, that's it.
That's
so
great.
So that was how it became called Forward.
Well, I think it's very memorable. Did you think, first off, was this going to be a ministry, a marketplace kind of ministry, or was it going to initially be just for the marketplace, just to help women in business? Like, when did you determine that this was going to be about Christian women?
Actually, from the very beginning. I wouldn't have done it without it being based on the Christian faith, because there's things that I've gone through in my life personally that there's no way I could have gone through them without my faith.
Yes.
And I really felt strongly that there's so many opportunities for women to join networking groups or, you know, to be mentored, but maybe not by a woman that shared the same faith. And, you know, we've had a lot of questions through time. Oh, your mentor program is so great. We'd love to have it, but take the faith part out. I'm like, nope. That's the reason that I wanted to do this, and that God has blessed it, because it's about a woman's whole life, not just about her professional life that she can get from another organization related to the marketplace, and not about her spiritual or relational parts of her life that she could probably get fulfilled from her church. I wanted it to be the whole woman's life. And so that was the beginning. It was 2011. We launched with the first community group in Portland, Oregon, and the website and the book, Work, Love, Pray. And today we are so blessed and give all the glory to God that we now have 155,000 women that follow us on our digital content, whether it's social media, email, or website. We've got community groups in 27 cities, but even with COVID, the blessing is a lot of them are virtual. So we have people that join from all over, whether they live in that city or not. And then we started a mentor program in 2013 that we've had over 600 peers go through our mentor program. We have over 350 amazing volunteers that either lead our group or on our board, advisory board, or on our mentors or on our staff. It's a huge team effort, and it's just really a blessing to see that I had no idea it would be what it is today. And so my verse is Ephesians 3:20-21, that paraphrased says that God can do more than you can ever ask or imagine.
Well, thank you. He certainly has done that based on your story. It's really cool and very amazing. And congratulations for the growth that you've had. It's interesting to me how many parallels there are between your story and ours in terms of figuring out that fit. We don't want to just be about the business. We've got to include God in it. This is really His vision brought to life in this ministry. And clearly it's the same thing happening with your ministry, Forward Women. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I also want to do a podcast that talks a little bit about the mentor program and the community groups and the online community. And so we'll bring this one to a close. But before we close, I didn't know if, Susan, is there anything specific that you maybe want to share in terms of the story? Like, what's the most amazing thing that you've seen with this ministry in your time?
Well, thank you for asking that. I'm
I'm approaching my fourth year with the privilege of being on staff with Forward, and I have heard amazing stories from all over the United States from women who say, you know, I have finally found my tribe. You know, these are the women I can do life with. These are the women who support me with prayer. And, you know, we just walk through the messy times of life together, and we celebrate together. And so this has been an extraordinary year for us. You know, we've had our best year ever, even with, you know, all the turmoil that's been going on. So I would just say that we, you know, we have this amazing community of women who it's unlike any other. Really, it's this instant connection that you get when you connect with Forward Women, that you have the same heart and the same desires, and, you know, we just all love one another deeply.
Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing that. Gary, you have anything to add before we close out this podcast?
No, there's just so, you know, it's just such a great story, and we do relate to it in so many ways. I would just encourage interested women to go to the website and really start investigating and seeing more, because this is just going to scratch the surface. And we'll give you more information on how to make the contact with Forward Women, emails, and people that you might want to be in touch with. So we'll put that in later.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll catch back up with you on this next podcast.
Thank you.